Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting, as usual, from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And if you are fed up with the mega bank experience, and if you're at one of those banks, you know what I mean. And that's not just a function of size. It's amazing how some banks lose their personal touch as they get bigger, and they don't have to be the biggest banks in the country to do that. So if you're wanting a bank that can handle pretty much any need you can throw at them, but they're small enough to do it in a personal way, I have found at Renaissance Bank, with the clients that I work with, that's the experience that they tell me they get. Go to renaissancebank.com, find one of their local offices, and give them a call. And I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Tracy Pitcher. Tracy is Senior Vice President with Comcast Business, the central division there at Comcast. Tracy, welcome.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here. Happy to be with you today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here. Let's talk a little bit about you and Comcast Business. I think everybody knows Comcast, but let's update folks on what Comcast Business is up to and how you're serving folks.
Sure. So Comcast Business is really a business that's designed to serve all businesses regardless of size. And we have about 2.6 million customers worldwide, serving 102 countries. And as I mentioned, we offer a broad range of solutions for our customers with what we call a human touch. That partnership and relationship with our customers is incredibly important to us. But anyway, as I mentioned, we offer a broad range of solutions from connectivity, which is both broadband and Ethernet, unified communication solutions, of course, video. We'll probably talk a little bit more about our mobile service offering to our small business customers a little bit later. But also, last but not least, I really want to mention our security solutions, because when I think about businesses, it's really not a matter of if a business might have an issue with security. It's a matter of when. And so all businesses need to be protecting themselves. And we have security solutions for small businesses, which prevent things like phishing and employees visiting bad actor sites, all the way up to advanced secure network solutions for really large Fortune 500 companies with things like unified threat management and on-premise or in the cloud, et cetera. Just a broad range, whatever our business customers might need, we can bring to bear.
Yeah, that's terrific. And I think Comcast has expanded its service offering so much, it's really hard for small businesses to keep up. Once they think they figured it out, I think you continue to add capacity and capability to your service offerings, no?
Oh, that's 100% true. And I think that's the reason behind the importance of the partnership and the human touch, because a business's role is to run their business. They shouldn't have to worry about which components they need or which capabilities. It's our job to educate, inform, and serve our customers. And we do continue to invest. From a technology perspective, we've invested $1 billion in technology and infrastructure in Georgia over the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to do that. So whether it's capacity or reliability, or as you mentioned, new products and capabilities, we're going to keep making those investments over time.
Terrific. Now, let's talk specifically. We are North Fulton Business Radio, part of the Metro Atlanta market. We're selfish. We want to hear about what Comcast is up to here in this market. You're making a lot of investments. You have a lot of plans for the Metro Atlanta market. Talk about those.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of there's a couple of things that I'll share with you. So one, I do want to talk about mobile for a moment. I don't know how many of your listeners are aware that Comcast Business does have a product called Comcast Business Mobile. It's available to small businesses. And particularly today in this environment, small businesses are looking for ways to save money and ensure they're successful. So I would encourage folks to check that out. Our customers can save up to 75% against the big three. So it feels like something worth checking out. But there's two other really exciting things I think coming down the pike soon that I want your listeners to know about. So on May 7th, we're actually about a third of our broadband internet customers are going to receive a speed increase, a free and speed increase, no charge. We will roll that out over time to our entire customer base. But we are doing that in early May. And for customers that rent a modem from us and need a new upgraded modem to support the new speeds, obviously we make that available to them at no incremental charge as well. So that's one exciting thing happening here in the metro Atlanta area. And another thing that's happening to be announced in early May is that Atlanta will be one of the first cities to launch multi-gig symmetrical speeds to Comcast Business customers. So we're excited about that too. So those are two things coming to Atlanta specifically that we're excited about.
That last part you said, a multi-gig symmetrical speeds. I can't even believe I repeated all that. What does that mean for the layperson there?
I think a lot of folks are used to hearing about one gig up, one gig down. And right. So all that's really talking about is that we're bringing that into the community for our customers. So if they have a 500 megabyte speed, they'll be able to get that symmetrically, one gig the same. So that's really what we're talking about bringing to the Atlanta market.
Got it. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now, this, what you're doing here in Atlanta is, as I understand it, part of a larger tech innovation strategy across all Comcast communities, markets that you serve. So can we dive into that?
Sure. So as I've talked about earlier, we make these investments, and I talked about the $1 billion we did here locally, but we do that nationally. We cover the entire country with these same investments that we're making over time. And as I also said, Atlanta gets to be the first in some of these things. But when you think about our network, we have over 600,000 miles of fiber optic and HFC cable network. And we're also prepared to grow that capacity to support our customers' needs. That capacity will continue to increase about every 2.5 years. We're going to have to increase that speed and that network capacity to support the environment that we're in. So specifically in Atlanta, we've got about 75,000 miles of what we call fiber-rich network here. And that's what makes Atlanta a gigabit city, because we can provide all of that. But we do that nationally, as you're noting, as well.
Yeah, that's great stuff there. From Tracy Pitcher is our guest, folks. She is Senior Vice President of the Central Division of Comcast Business. Tracy, you mentioned Xfinity Mobile. Let's dive into a little more detail about the competitive advantages that you see Xfinity Mobile offering for you, and of course, the benefits that translates into for clients and customers.
Yeah, so as we think about Comcast Business Mobile, it's a highly competitive marketplace. I think everybody knows that. And one of the things that we offer to our customers is, in fact, Comcast Business Mobile. So not all of our competitors have a mobile solution or a mobile partnership. So I think that's one of the things that we bring to bear. I talked a moment ago also about the opportunity for our customers to save up to 75% against the big three. I think that's another area that's particularly valuable. The other thing that's nice about our mobile solution is that we use hotspots. And I think most customers are familiar with getting to their data capacity on their mobile service. But one of the great things about Comcast Business Mobile is that we offload that traffic onto Wi-Fi hotspots, and that helps save on your data usage. So that's something that's also a competitive advantage to us when it comes to our mobile solution.
Yeah, and you mentioned the cost to the customer. I did not hear and that being less, but I didn't hear a less capability. I heard more capability.
That's right. Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We run our network on the fastest, most reliable 5G network. And so, yes, nobody's losing any capability. You pick up the advantage of, one, the savings, two, the ability to use these hotspots, again, to save on your data usage. So there's no decline in the experience. It's not, your coverage is fantastic. So customers get everything that they need from Comcast Business Mobile.
Terrific. Now, let's talk about the digital divide. This is an area of concern for Comcast, and that you're working in a lot of your communities and certainly in the Atlanta area.
Yes, we tackle the digital divide in many ways. So one, of course, we respond to different bids from different communities who are trying to build out network capacity to, as you mentioned, some of those more rural communities. So we are right there investing and responding to communities that are looking for a service provider. But then we also provide things like lift zones, which is an area for communities where folks who maybe don't have access to the internet can go and access it. So whether it's for school and education, whether it's for online learning, or whether it's for applying for a job, we do that through our lift zones. And it is actually a really important component too, because we get involved in educational elements, meaning if people need to learn how to use the internet, which I know maybe seems a little bit unusual at this day and age, but in fact, there are folks who still need to learn how to access and use the internet, and we can provide education to folks as well. But it's a very important component of what we do. At the base of Comcast, one of our core values and beliefs is giving back to the communities in which we work and live. And so helping to close that digital divide is an important element of that.
Yeah, and for some of these communities, this is a major piece of needed economic development, right? We're not just talking about households per se, as important as that is. We're talking about businesses and the capability of businesses to open, locate to those communities and so forth, right?
I think you're right. And that's a big part of why we continue our network expansion, is to build out to those areas that are underserved and making sure that they have all of the advantages that the other communities have. You just said it really well. There's not much for me to add on to that. You've really covered it nicely.
Terrific. So let's dive into some of the DEI multicultural efforts that have been an important part of your internal makings as an organization, maybe is the way to put it. Comcast has been pretty active in that area. Let's talk about your focus there.
All right. Yeah. So let's start by talking just a little bit about Georgia specifically. So over the last 3 years, Comcast has invested about $48 million in cash and in-kind charitable contributions to Georgia nonprofits. To your point, this is something we do, we take seriously, and we make big investments. Thinking about our Comcast business customers specifically, just announced recently is that we are bringing the Comcast Rise program back to Atlanta again this year. And so Comcast Rise is designed to help small businesses succeed. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that it's available to all small businesses, and the small business entrepreneur is encouraged to apply. And by the way, applications are open from May 1st to May 31st. But one of the elements of the application is really talking to and learning about businesses who also give back to those communities. How are they adding value to the community that they serve? And that's a big part of getting into the application. But what Comcast Rise does specifically, as I said, is it supports the success of small businesses. So we are going to award 100 small businesses in Atlanta with a $5,000 monetary grant, technology makeovers, marketing support, media schedules, and actually two other important components are coaching sessions as well as educational support. We think that these things are going to help small businesses win, thrive, and grow. And so we're really excited to bring Comcast Rise back to Atlanta again this year. There have been more than 1,600 businesses who've benefited from the program since 2022. So it's exciting to bring it back again this year.
Yeah, and that's just in Georgia. You've had thousands across the country.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it occurs to me that we probably need to define the Rise program for those that don't know it or weren't aware of it when you had it here.
Yes, RISE specifically stands for Representation, Investment, Strength, and Empowerment. And when we talk about representation, we're really talking about representing small businesses. And as I mentioned a moment ago, those small businesses that are also supporting their communities. Investment is obviously what we're doing. We're investing in these small businesses for the purpose of ensuring their strength, their growth, their future, their, as I mentioned before, their ability to win and thrive, and then also empowering them to achieve their goals as a small business, whether it's to be one site that's incredibly profitable or to grow to many sites or to even expand beyond their current community in which they operate. So that's what Rise is all about.
Yeah, terrific. Tracy, before we came on, you were talking a bit about security. And let's get into that, because it seems like every Monday morning, we're recording this interview on a Monday morning. Every Monday morning, we wake up and there's a new, some sort of data breach, some sort of hack. And that affects large businesses. Certainly, those are the ones that make the headlines. But small businesses get attacked as well in frequent numbers daily. So talk about that aspect of your work.
Right. So let's start with the small business for a moment. We'll talk a little bit about Security Edge. So Security Edge, we put in most of our packages because we do believe that it's so important to the small business. And it gets activated right on the equipment that we provide to the customer. And as I mentioned, it tries to help them with things like preventing phishing attacks, or maybe blocking websites that we believe are bad actor sites. And so that should also prevent incurring viruses and things like that. The distributed denial of service that I talked about, or DDoS, this is attacks on somebody's network. And so we can monitor for that. And if all of a sudden we see a large volume of traffic going into a network, that kind of traffic can take down a business's network. So we monitor for that, and then we can even provide intervention. So that's another thing that could, from a security perspective, really impact a business. And then I talked about advanced secure network solutions. So this is really about bringing multiple capabilities together. And as I mentioned, it can be on the premise, in the business's premise, based upon, we've got multiple vendors that we work with. So it could be on premise, it could be in the cloud, it could be firewalls, VPNs, something called SD-WAN, which is software-defined wide area networking, zero trust security solutions. These are all things that we can bring to bear for the customer. And here's the great news. There are some, as you mentioned, big customers who have big IT departments that know this well. And we can work with our sales engineers to make sure we bring forward the right solution. But we do have sales engineers who can interview and talk to the business and help them find the right solution for their business. In other words, our customers don't necessarily have to be experts. We can help them find the right solution. But as you mentioned, this day and age, it's really important for everybody to get on board, get on the security train, and make sure that you have your business protected. We also, actually, back to small business for a moment, we have something called Security Edge Extended, which actually can be extended to mobile devices and provide that same Security Edge coverage to mobile devices that maybe a small business issues to their employees. As I mentioned, whether you're a solopreneur or a Fortune 100, we've got you covered on this front.
Terrific work by Comcast Business, and we've been delighted to have Tracy Pitcher with us today. Tracy is Senior Vice President, Central Division of Comcast Business. Tracy, thank you for your great work. We appreciate you and Comcast and what you do for business. Certainly small business here in the Georgia market. But before we let you go, we need to get some directions on where folks can find more information if they like it on Comcast Business.
I think the best place to go is just visit our website, comcastbusiness.com. And everything you need to know about us, whether back to small business or enterprise business, we can get you connected to the right person.
Terrific. Tracy Pitcher with Comcast Business. Tracy, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, just a couple of quick things before we let you go for today. If you're in the North Fulton area and listening to this show prior to April 28th, 2024, you need to know about the Casanova Block Party that is happening on Sunday, April 28th, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Casanova is one of the premier Italian restaurants in the North Fulton region. It's on Highway 9, just north of McFarland, and they are having a block party to raise money for Purple Pansies, an organization dedicated to raising funds for pancreatic cancer research and to provide help to families that are battling that disease. They've got complimentary food, music, fun for the whole family. It's going to be a terrific event, and it's their way to say thank you to their amazing community that they love to serve and raise money for Purple Pansies at the same time for those that you that would like to make donations. Rain or shine, join them there. To find out more, dial 770-475-9000. 9100 or go to CasanovaRestaurant.com. Also, I just want to let you know that I have a book out. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. If you're a solo or small professional services provider and you've got issues around diagnosing and communicating the value that you offer to clients, your confidence in that value, or pricing your services, this book may be for you. To learn more and to find out where to buy the book, which is pretty much anywhere, go to thegenerositymindset.com. And finally, I want to thank you, our listener. We're coming up on 8 years of North Fulton Business Radio, and we've passed show number 750 quite some time ago, and we've only come this far because of you. Thank you for your support. You support us in innumerable ways by the comments that you send us and the notes you send us. You like us on social media. You share the show with others. And we just appreciate how much you support our mission to be the voice of business and the voice of the community here in the North Fulton region. Thank you for that support. So for my guest, Tracy Pitcher, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.